This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I've talked many times about my America feeling, and today I'm going to talk about a version of that, the Austria feeling. I love the 1965 American musical movie, The Sound of Music, starring Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer. I have seen it about 50 times, and I plan to see it about 50 more. I'm going to talk now about the plot of The Sound of Music, and if you need a spoiler warning, you should stop this podcast right now and run out and see The Sound of Music, because it is so good. Now, about the plot of The Sound of Music, I must confess that I was quite grown up before I truly understood the plot of the movie. I understood what was going on with Maria and the children, of course, but I didn't really follow what was going on with Austria and Captain Von Trapp. In case you don't remember, the movie is set in the late 1930s, right before World War II. And during the story of the movie, the Anschluss takes place, which is when Austria was annexed by Germany's Third Reich. Captain Von Trapp was a decorated war hero in World War I, and so he has been ordered to report to a German naval base to accept a commission in the German Navy. Because he's strongly opposed to the Nazis and the Anschluss, he refuses to serve, so he and the family make arrangements to flee the country. They're just leaving at night when they're discovered by Nazi officials. To make an excuse for why they're setting out in the night with all 7 children, the captain and Maria explain that they're on their way to perform in a huge, well-publicized Austrian folk music festival in Salzburg that's taking place that night. And indeed, thanks to their greedy and pushy friend Max, they're able to show the program of the festival with all their names listed. And what we don't yet know is that they will go to the festival and they will make their escape from there. But there they are, facing off with the Nazi officials, and the officials say, "Okay, fine, well, we'll escort you to the festival. And then when you're all done singing, we will take the captain to his command." And they all go to the auditorium, and the officials sit right in the audience so they can keep an eye on things. And then comes one of the most memorable scenes of the movie. The family sings a few songs, and then the stage goes dark, and the captain comes out with a guitar to stand alone in the middle of the stage, in the middle of a huge, packed auditorium, and he sings the song Edelweiss as an expression of his love for his country. Now, side note, although this song was written for The Sound of Music, in the story, it's presented as a kind of national folk song or anthem that everyone knows. As the captain begins to sing, we see the Nazi officials exchange glances of annoyance at the choice of this patriotic song, and we hear the captain's voice fail as he's overcome with emotion as he looks out at the crowd. And then his family joins him on stage to sing with him. And then we hear everyone in the auditorium join together in this song to their country. I hope you can imagine the scene as you listen. Here's the captain.
"I shall not be seeing you again, perhaps for a very long time. I would like to sing for you now a love song. I know you share this love. I pray that you will never let it die.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow. Bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
This scene and this song remind me how our love for our country can burn brightly, even when events may look very dark. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.